word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We appreciate you listening today and hope you'll stay with us throughout our program. We're going to be talking about the believer and the Bible from James chapter 1. And I encourage you, if you have a Bible somewhere nearby and can join us as we open the Scripture today, to go ahead and do that. And again, James chapter 1 is where we're going to be looking at today as we consider the Word of God and what God says to us. See, the purpose of this program is to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word. And by consider what He says, I don't mean to just think about it or meditate on it, although those things are important, but to be doers of the Word. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit more today as we look at the Scripture. While you're getting your Bible and looking that up, I want to remind you to go check out our website at www.considerhisword.org. There at the website, you'll find a number of things. You'll find our book there, also called Consider His Word, a daily devotional. You can find a special price for the book there. We gave several books out earlier this year and not prepared to do that now, but perhaps soon we'll be able to do that again. And so you can be praying about that. And then also at the website, you'll find some of the programs archived there. If you want to go back and hear some of the earlier programs from this year and from early last year, those programs are available to you. Soon we'll be uploading some new programs from some other radio producers and some other preachers around the country. We're going to be including some of those programs and some of those pastors on our website as well. So go check it out, www.considerhisword.org. And I'd also ask you when you go over there to drop us a line. Let us know where you're hearing our program. Consider His Word is broadcast all across the United States on the internet and on several radio programs, so we'd love to know where you're hearing our program today. So we'd really appreciate it if you'd go there. There's a link where you can click on that says Contact Us. Let us know where you're hearing the program today. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get to the Scripture. James chapter 1. You know, James is probably one of my favorite books of the Bible. James is very practical. It tells us how to live the Christian life and how we ought to treat other people and what God expects from us. And as he was writing to, in verse 1, he says, a church that is scattered abroad, he had some great advice for them and some great truth to give them about the Scripture. I want to begin reading in verse 21. So we're in James chapter 1, beginning in verse 21. He said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Want a blessing? Do what the Word of God says. Well, I want to look at some other things first. You know, here we find our kind of our relationships with the Word of God and what our response should be to the Word of God as we read it. And I hope you read it. I hope you have a plan to read the Word of God every day and spend some time alone with the Lord every day. There are so many plans out there and so many possibilities available. Now you can read your Bible on your phone and on your iPad and on your Kindle and just about anywhere. You can have a Bible available and a reading program available. And so I want to encourage you to get into the Word of God and read some every day. But look at what he says here. In verse 21, he says that we ought to get rid of all of our sin, first of all. Let's live a pure life, laying apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Some big words there. It just means to forsake sin and put that behind you. And let's do this. He said, receive with meekness the Word of God. He said it this way. He said, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So first of all, we begin by receiving the Word of God. Now, when we receive something, it certainly implies that it has been given. God has given us His Word. God has revealed Himself, and God has revealed everything He wants us to know in the Word of God. That's why it's so important, and that's why we encourage you to consider what it says, because in the Word of God, God has given you everything He wants you to know. It's there. It's written for you. And you can have it in your hand. You can hold it. You can read it. You can study it. And we're blessed in that. Not everyone can say that. Not everyone can have a copy of the Word of God. But He's given us what He wants us to know. So when we say we receive the Word, it's implied that the Word was given to us. But then you see, when we receive the Word of God, it also implies that you can have it as your own. You know, certainly the Bible is written for everyone. The Bible is available to everyone. But when God wrote it, He wrote it as though He wrote it to you and to you personally. Some have called the Bible God's love letter to man. And it is, in a way. God there tells us about His love and tells us how we can be saved from our sin and how we can live for Him. All Scripture, the Bible says, is given by inspiration and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. He tells us how to live and what He expects of us. And when we receive the Word of God, He said, receive with meekness. We receive the Word of God with humility. We receive it as though it is now mine, and I can claim it for my own. I can claim the promises of the Word of God for my own. I can claim the truth of the Word of God for my own, and God has given it to you. So receive His gift to you. Receive His gift in His Word, His message to you. And I believe in His Word, God will give you direction in your life. He says that He would direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You can confused? God will give you direction in His Word. Need wisdom? Here in the book of James, earlier in this same chapter, in chapter 1, in verse 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. God will give you wisdom. When you don't know what to do, how many times have we been there? We've come to a place in our life and we don't know what to do next. God will give you the wisdom to know what to do next. Just ask Him. You have not, because you ask not. Have you asked God for wisdom? Have you asked Him for that direction? Just see, also, when the Bible says that we receive the Word of God, it means that we also believe it. The Word of God is truth, and it's truth whether you believe it or not. But in receiving it implies that you also believe it. Do you believe the Word of God? Jesus, praying in the garden, even said, thy Word is truth. The Bible will give you the truth. And I know we live in a day where many will tell you, and I believe it's a lie straight from the devil that'll tell you there is no truth. But I'm here to tell you there is truth. And that truth is found in the written Word of God. God will not lie to you. God is not man that he should lie, the Bible says, and he's going to tell you the truth. He's going to tell you just like it is, and he'll tell you the truth about yourself, that you're a sinner and you're lost without Christ. And by receiving him, you can become a child of God and have eternal life in him. He'll tell you the truth. And so, how do we receive the Word of God? I believe we receive it, first of all, in repentance. He said, as I read before, to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. That means to leave the sin behind and repent of your sin. Turn away from that life and say, I don't want that anymore. I don't want to live like that anymore. I don't want to be like that anymore. And turn away. Repentance means to do an about face and turn away from that old sinful life. But also, we not only receive it in repentance, but he said we receive it with meekness. You know, in meekness here, I believe what he's talking about is we receive it as something that we don't deserve. How many times have you received a gift, and you were so overwhelmed by that gift because you know you did not deserve that gift? You did not earn it. You did not do anything particularly to receive it. Somebody just wanted to bless you and give you the Word of God. And when they give you such a great gift, you're humbled. And you become meek before them. And I know how it is. We say things, oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, look what you did. You shouldn't have done that. And you know what? We become very grateful. In meekness and in that humility, we become very grateful. And so we receive the Word of God with thankfulness and being grateful for what he has given to us. You know, part of that gratefulness, I think, is reading the Word of God and showing God that you appreciate what he's given to you and that you have received the Word of God. And so we receive the Word of God, we believe it, we accept it in repentance and in humility, in meekness, realizing that we really don't deserve to have a copy of the Word of God in front of us. Now, there's more to this message. I'm not done, and I've run out of time already. We're going to talk about these more next time, about verses 22, where it says to be doer of the Word, and then also where the Bible says that we're to look into the Word of God and be hearers of the Word. And I hope you'll join us and that you'll stay with us. Check the website, bigcypress.us. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you, love you. God bless you. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at P.O. Box 848425 in Hollywood, Florida, 33084. Join us again next week when we once again open the Bible and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.